AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
All right, come here.
Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the backseat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Strange News Daily is a production of iHeartMedia.
In a world full of bizarre events, unsolved mysteries, and a billion stories from all corners of the globe, some news gets lost in the shuffle. This is your gateway to the stories on the fringe of the mainstream map. These are your dispatches in the dark. I'm Ben Bolin, and this is the Strange News Daily.
Our first story today. Things are heating up in the Arctic. The small town of Verkhoyansk in Siberia recently reached 100.4 degrees Fahrenheit. That's 32 degrees above the normal high temperature. Once this is verified, it is likely to be the hottest temperature ever recorded in Siberian history, and also the hottest temperature ever recorded north of the Arctic Circle. Verkhoyansk is at 67.5 degrees north latitude, and the Arctic Circle itself begins at 66.5 degrees north latitude. This tiny town is located about 3,000 miles east of Moscow, and it's even further north than Fairbanks, Alaska. On Friday, over in the U.S., the city of Caribou, Maine, tied an all-time record high at 96 degrees Fahrenheit, and once again reached the 90s on Saturday. To put all of this into perspective, let's consider the city of Miami, Florida. It's only reached 100 degrees one time since the city began keeping records of temperatures all the way back in 1896. This town in Siberia is usually one of the coldest places on Earth. For instance, this past November, the area reached nearly 60 degrees Fahrenheit below zero. It's one of the first spots to drop that low in the entire winter of 2019 to 2020. Reaching 100 degrees Fahrenheit in or around the Arctic Circle is almost unheard of. There's one unverified case back in 1915 in the town of Fort Yukon, Alaska. That's a little further south than Verkhoyansk. But this town was said to have reached somewhere near 100 degrees, again, back in 1915. In 2010, a town just a few miles south of the Arctic Circle over in Russia also reached 100 degrees Fahrenheit. So the question becomes, is this a one-off anomaly, or is this part of an emerging pattern that we'll see become normalized in coming years? Our second story today, One U.S. Army soldier is facing charges that they allegedly leaked classified military info to a white supremacist group with satanic leanings. The charges allege this soldier gave information about U.S. troops stationed overseas to an organization called the Order of the Nine Angles, or O9A. The Southern Poverty Law Center describes this group as an occult neo-Nazi organization. Over in the UK, British lawmakers have called for the group, which was founded there, to be banned. The UK group Hope Not Hate, in its annual State of Hate report, cited the Order of Nine Angles as a huge influence on Nazi terrorist groups both in Europe and in the United States. In this year's report, the group specifically said O9A seeks to harness supernatural forces and overthrow the alleged Nazarene/Magian or Jewish influence on society, reduce the population of, quote, mundanes through acts of extreme barbarism, and usher in a new imperial eon or age ruled by a race of satanic supermen who would later go on to colonize the solar system. Sometimes it seems the truth is stranger than fiction, and we'll update on this story as the charges proceed to court. Our third story today comes from Sean W. on Twitter. It seems that archaeologists have discovered something new about the ancient monument known as Stonehenge. There's a wide circle of deep pits that were discovered nearby, and this opens the door to many future investigations into the origins and the meaning of this mysterious prehistoric monument. Most people are familiar with Stonehenge. It's one of the country's most recognizable landmarks, up there with Big Ben. Visitors from across the planet come to see the standing stones at Stonehenge. And while some are tourists, other people are searching for deeper spiritual connections with the past. Even today, in 2020, scientists aren't 100% sure what the stone's purpose was. This new discovery of the pits came about due to the work of a team of archaeologists from several different universities. What they found is a 1.2-mile wide or 2-kilometer-wide circle of shafts that surround a settlement at Durrington Walls. This also included a henge, which is just another word for a circular structure, but this one was made of timber posts, not stone. The site itself is about a little more than 3 kilometers northeast of Stonehenge, and so far, the evidence suggests the pits date back to the same time period, around 4,500 years ago, when Stonehenge itself was first built. Archaeologist Nick Snoschel of the National Trust, that's the body that runs and supervises the Stonehenge historical site, had the following to say. As the place where the builders of Stonehenge lived and feasted, Durrington Walls is key to unlocking the story of the wider Stonehenge landscape. He went on to say, "This astonishing discovery offers us new insights into the lives and beliefs of our Neolithic ancestors." So why is this significant? Well, even if we don't consider the association with Stonehenge, this circle of pits is pretty much larger than any comparable prehistoric monument ever found in Britain. Researchers have found 20 shafts so far, but right now they're estimating there may have been more than 30 originally. Each one of these is about 10 meters across and 5 meters deep. So how did they find these after so much time had passed? The answer lies in remote sensing technology. Think of things like LIDAR. It's a way to search the ground pretty thoroughly before ever having to put the shovel into the soil. Vince Gaffney, a professor of archaeology at the University of Bradford, and also one of the lead researchers on this investigation, says that this discovery shows us, quote, the capacity and desire of Neolithic communities to record their cosmological belief systems in ways and at a scale that we had never previously anticipated. That's all for now. We've been asking you to chime in with suggestions for stories you think your fellow listeners should know more about. To hit us with your bad dad jokes, your favorite puns, or your personal experience with COVID-19, the ongoing protests, or news stories that you feel are not getting enough attention on the air today. Let us know by tagging hashtag Strange Daily on Twitter, or reach out to me directly. I'm at Ben Bolin HSW on Twitter, or at Ben Bolin on Instagram. Thanks, as always, to our super producer, Dylan Fagan, our research associate, Sam Teagarden, and most importantly, thanks to you. I'm Ben Bolin. We'll see you tomorrow. Until then, stay strange.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
All right, come here.
Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the back seat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on Season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.